Hey guys, welcome back to the Human Movement. Coach Woody here. We got something excited to talk about today. You know what? We got something excited to talk about every day, but we're super excited about this topic today. As always, you can head on over to humanmovementlafayette.com. Check out some stuff. We just actually launched our new 2018 apparel t-shirt, so check that out. Be the Change. It's an awesome shirt. If you believe at all in being the change you wish to see in the world, go check it out. Also at Human Movement Lafayette for Facebook, for Instagram, for all that content that we have, keeping up to date with the endeavors and the adventures that we are currently on. It's a great place to stay updated. So go over there, check us out. You probably have already because you might have found this link on our Facebook page, but we're elsewhere. So if you get a moment, pause this podcast, swipe over to another screen, hop on Facebook and like our Human Movement Performance and Prehabilitation page. We would really appreciate it. Today we're going to be talking about this idea of not wishing your days away. So we're going to go through a little exercise here at the beginning of this podcast. I want you to close your eyes, shut your eyes, open your eyes, stare off into space, whatever you want to do. But I want you to start to visualize something for me. I want you to imagine a calendar. And this calendar is for, let's say, next year. And on that calendar, there you can see the entire year ahead of you. It's a great, wonderful, awesome, full of potential looking year. And I want you to make the conscious effort that next year, which has so much potential in front of you, you're going to make the decision consciously and inevitably make the decision that you are going to be pissed off for 120 of those days. So 120 of those days, that's about every third day. So one day out of three, I want you to make the conscious effort to just be pissed for no reason really whatsoever. Just be upset. Kind of sounds silly, doesn't it? Can you visualize it? Can you think to yourself, wow, that's kind of unrealistic. That's kind of pessimistic. Not really something that I'm interested in doing, right? Nobody really wants to be pissed off. So do you think that it's realistic? Do you think that there's a chance that you could be pissed off one out of every 3 days? Is that what you want? Well, let me ask you this. Are you the type of person that gets irritated by the weather? Do you find yourself complaining about hot weather or cold weather? Well, if you live in our area, our neck of the woods here in Indiana, then for about 4 months of the year, you're going to have dreary, cold, wet, snowy weather. The winter. 4 months out of the year. That's about 120 days. Or you may even dislike the heat. So there's another 120 days tacked on. So now we're talking about quite a few more days out of the year. So is it realistic that you're always going to be ticked off those days? Is it realistic to say that you are only an off and on binary individual? Absolutely not. But you got to wonder, if those types of things tend to irritate you, will that affect the next year of your life or the year after that? Let's take another example. Maybe you love all sorts of weather. So let's look at it this way. I want you to imagine that the next 4 weeks are ahead of you. And out of those 4 weeks, you're going to dislike, not appreciate, about 70% of them. 7 out of 10 days, you're just not a big fan. You're irritated, you're ticked off, you don't enjoy it, you can't wait for those other 30%. Well, let me ask you this. As silly as that seems, are you the type of person that looks forward to the weekend? Are you the type of person that has a case of the Mondays? Are you the type of person that tends to balk at the idea of getting up on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and just only start to see a glimmer of hope on Friday? one of the individuals that we feel has influenced the world quite a bit, Gary Vaynerchuk. We've talked about him before. He's rash. He's brash. He is a little bit unorthodox, but he's definitely sincere, and he believes in this idea that people shouldn't live for the weekend. They should live Monday to Monday. They should be so excited about the things that they're doing that they enjoy every day of the week. Are we saying that you have to suddenly flip turn and enjoy every bit of the work that you do? Absolutely not. We understand that life can be challenging. We understand that not everything that we do is an enjoyment. But you do have to ask yourself, do I want to spend 100 years on this earth and only enjoy 30 of them? Do I want to waste away 5 days out of the 7 that I'm given each week waiting for the 2 to come around? It's arbitrary to believe that the weekend is anything more than a construct of our occupational lives that has said, hey, you have to enjoy these 2 weekends because you're away from the thing that you do on the other 5. Nobody has forced us to only appreciate those 2 days. It's something that we've created because we maybe have found more focus on the mundane than on the positive of what we have in those 5 days of the week. So the idea here is, don't wish your days away focusing on what we call the external. All of these things that tend to bother us, irritate us, cause us some doom and gloom, are things from the external environment. They're things that are beyond our control. And yet we let them affect us to the point where we tend to not appreciate the things that we do have. We waste our days away, and we wish our days away, by making it up in our mind that the heat is bad, the cold is awful, the workday sucks. And what that really just is a reflection of our internal environment that focuses on the bad instead of the good. So what can we do? How can we apply a practice to this that allows us to avoid these issues? Well, one practice that we can appreciate is appreciation. Taking moments outside of the negative moments we have in our mind and applying a positive spin on it. So, if we see a bad situation arise, think of 2 things that are positive about that. If it's really hot that day, think to yourself, there's no snow to worry about wrecking my car. And think to yourself, I have reprieve from this heat in some sort of form of air conditioning when I get home, or being able to go to the grocery store and appreciate that air conditioning. At some point, I will get out of this heat. At some point, this too shall pass. When you're stuck in a traffic jam, think to yourself, I'm safe. I did not wreck. Think to yourself, I am doing the best that I can to get to the location I need to get to. And either the people that are there will appreciate who I am and that I care, or they may not have an opinion that I care about if they aren't willing to forgive for something such as that. So find the positives in the situations that you currently see as negative. And sometimes, guys, I will admit, you have to fake it until you make it. You have to look at things that may be a little bit wildly exaggerated in terms of the positivity. But what that allows you to do is see more of the positive in each and every individual moment that you see more negative. Sorry about that brief lapse, guys. I was actually in a traffic jam at that particular moment. So take the time, find the appreciation in the small moments that you may normally see negatives. Force yourself to see some of these exaggerated things. You know, it may seem silly to say, oh, wow, okay, it's 90 degrees, at least there's no snow. But that's going to start to force your brain into the habit of seeing the positives through all the negatives and asking yourself, what is it out of this Monday, out of this heat wave, out of this snowstorm that I can appreciate so that I can find myself in a more positive environment? And if that's not worth it to you, if that's not something that you believe in, then you have to ask yourself, do you want to spend your life wishing away those days? Guys, thank you so much for joining us for this Human Movement podcast. We know it's a deep topic, but it's definitely something that we need to consider in our pursuit of being the change that we wish to see in the world. So thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you guys next week. Make it a great week.